Cheryl Boyd is a part of our show today, and she is with us every month to make sure that we're up to date on Social Security happenings and news from the folks at SSI. Cheryl, how are you today?
I am doing great. Did I hear you say that Indiana Western is going to have a football team?
Absolutely. Year one starts September 1st.
That is awesome.
We'll save you a seat up in the press box. Oh, no, I'm not allowed to do that. Sorry, Cheryl.
That's okay. That is exciting news. I just always remember seeing it develop, remembering when it was Marion College and just seeing what it is now and to hear them have a football team. That's awesome. Sorry to digress, gentlemen, but great news.
Yep, it's a changing landscape in Marion these days, and it's positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't mind you digressing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, when it comes to Social Security, gentlemen, I know often I'm talking to you all about our website. I thought I would change gears, but I'm still going to stay in the electronic age. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure your listeners know that we have a blog. So I know many times we hear about, you know, people blogging, being professional bloggers. I wanted your listeners to know Social Security has a blog, and how you get to our blog to be able to read it, you simply just go up to your address bar and you're going to type in blog, blog.ssa.gov. And what we've done with our blog, the title of our blog is called Social Security Matters. And it's because, of course, we matter to millions of people, but the topics that we write about are things that we know matter to our beneficiaries, like if we have policy changes, if we have new programs. And so it's just another way to get information, but it would be more condensed than if you're on our actual website, because on the blog it's kind of more columns or articles targeting particular topics.
I'm looking at one right here. It says 5 more facts you might not know about Social Security. That's pretty cool. Imagine that get people interested.
Mm-hmm. Because I think in that blog it talks about when you receive your payments, because Social Security no longer pays everybody on the first and third of the month, but they pay individuals based on payment schedules. And so if you're a planner and you want to kind of have your flow of income when you're thinking about retirement, if you had read that blog, then you'd be able to see about when we do make payments, and I'm pretty sure that there's a link there that opens up the calendar of Social Security payments too, and based off of your date of birth lets you know when you would be able to receive your Social Security payment.
The question now remains, are you a professional blogger, Cheryl Boyd?
Cheryl Boyd is not a professional blogger, but I have access to a fabulous one that we're talking about today, and some of the things that I do when I'm out doing my presentations, etc., I can go ahead and that information is already gathered, that our folks up in headquarters are already putting that information together. They know what is, what are the hot topics. Like I know in our previous show we were talking about Medicare and those new Medicare cards. You know, there's been articles and blogs about that on our site from when they made their first announcement to when we started getting folks prepped to when, you know, I know for us, we talked about Indiana starting to roll out last month. So the blog is definitely just a great resource of information.
What else would you like to tell us about the blog, Cheryl?
Let's go over just some other blogs, some other topics that are there, just to kind of help pique some interest for your listeners.
Sure.
So there is a blog on our site that talks about the difference between Medicaid and Medicare. So I know that is often a big question. They sound so similar. They both deal with health insurance. Of course, the difference between the two is that Medicaid is through the state and Medicare is through the federal government, but it is possible for beneficiaries to receive both, to have Medicaid and Medicare. And when they do, Medicaid helps pay for, in some instances, their Medicare, which could save an individual, you know, $134 a month. So that blog there is going to go into the details about the differences between the two programs, what they have in common, and how to access those benefits as well.
Well, I'm looking at the column on the right-hand side of the blog, and I really like the way it's set up. You know, you've got categories, and you can click it and go to articles, blogs that have to do with the categories, including retirement, special events, Office of the Inspector General, for instance, general questions, a guest bloggers, healthcare. It seems like it's well organized. I'm surprised, you know, for a government agency to be so well organized. Did I say that?
Yeah, that was kind of harsh.
Where did that come
from? Wow.
Thanks for coming in for me, Ed.
No but reflection you're right. on you. I'm sorry.
You guys are fine. But thanks for pointing out how it is organized, because sometimes you want to just go right to a topic. And so over to the right, you know, COLA, as I'm out doing my events, I'm having a lot of folks come up to my tables and they're saying, hey, do you guys know what the numbers are for the cost of living adjustment next year for the COLA? We don't have those numbers yet, but when we do, it's going to be right there, as you see on that right-hand side of the tab where it has information listed. And so, again, just the another way to get great information for us. So if the website, if you feel that you know, too much information, which our website is nice and organized as well, but this just kind of helps put it in a different format. And to me, it has the layers around it, because you have this article, so it's explaining it in that article, in that column, in that blog format. And so, again, just encourage your listeners, and many of them have these smartphones, these mobile devices that can go to the internet. You're simply just going to blog, B-L-O-G, dot SSA, that's SusieSusieApple, dot gov, G-O-V, and there again, another way for individuals to get to know their Social Security, because we're all working and paying into it. Some individuals, I say, you guys are having the best of both worlds. You're enjoying the fruit of your labor, so you're enjoying the benefits, and then others might still be laboring, but again, either way, understanding the program.
Excuse me for asking, did you just say SSA, SusieSusieApple?
Yes.
Is that your way of referring to SSA? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
A, Adam, yes, B, Boy, C, Charles, D, David.
Yes, because I was just doing the big minority health fair, and someone was sharing with me they tried to apply for disability benefits, and they were describing the website. I said, that's not us, and they were at F. SSA, which is the state through the family child services. And then sometimes when you're just saying those letters, they kind of sound similar. And so, yes, SusieSusieApple is my girl from SSA.
Yes, so.
That'd make a good name for a rock band, too, wouldn't it?
Sounds fun.
Well, all I could think of was the books, Run, Charo, Run. Walk, Charo, Walk. I don't think. Hey, yeah. Okay. No, that's very well done. It just caught me off guard. Anything else you'd like to leave with us this morning, Charles?
You know, I want to share our toll-free number, because I definitely understand that everyone is not online.
Sure.
And so if you need to reach us, our toll-free number is 1-800-772-1213. You can reach a live person from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have automated services 24 hours a day.
And, of course, the Social Security office right here in town. Charles, thank you. Hope your family's doing well, and make sure you plan that visit to be in studio with us sometime in the near future.
We're going to make that happen in fiscal year 2019. Absolutely.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks,
Charles. Take care, gentlemen. Uh-huh.
See
bye-bye.
You.